Hello, my friend. This is the fourth Sunday of Advent as I take a few moments, a brief one this morning, to reflect with you, to enter into the quiet of this morning, rising early with rain pounding around here. We know there's a bit of a flood happening in the area around Olean and Mount Irenaeus where we live. We're blessed to be on top of a hill here, but not only that, we don't duck at all. It's raining down from the hill beside us, and all of this is lush and full in the middle of the winter. And this is so much a part of the couple readings we have today. So very, very briefly, it's striking me, and I smiled this morning looking at it again, that the prophet Isaiah invites us to hear that Ahaz is asked by God to ask for a sign. And Ahaz answers, "I will not ask. I will not tempt the Lord." A verse a little bit later, the Lord comes back and says, "Oh, is it not enough that you would weary men, but you also weary my God?" And therefore, and then God says, "I will give you this sign." So even when we resist signs and we stand back, or we're, I would say in my own life, prideful and not able to ask for my eyes and ears to be open more and more to the revelation of God. It's almost like, I can see it. I've got it. I mean, here we are 3 days before Christmas. We understand. God says, "I will give you this sign. The virgin shall be with child and bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel." What an immense sign. The name, the power of the name. In the life of Jesus, the simplicity and the poverty that comes with being God's presence, Emmanuel, in the world. This unfolding truth is borne up for us again in the gospel today from Matthew 1 and 18 to 24. We hear it, "The virgin shall be with child and give birth to a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel," a name which means God with us. And when Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord said, and he received Mary. You might remember, we reflected on this, he was about to put her off. And I mentioned in a tweet the other day that both Joseph and Mary and Zechariah were invited to not fear anymore. In fact, more than that, an angel appeared and said, "Do not fear. Because God is with you. The because is because God enters our life. The because is that God has entered this world and fleshed in Jesus Christ, God's presence for us." And so we enter these last days of Advent with hearts opening to an ever-present wonderment. And I would invite us to say a longing for signs, that we might look around us and say, "What's up? What's here? What might I hear? Lord, show me where you're here. Lord, open your word to me. Lord, open love within my family. Lord, lead us to the table peacefully. Help us to find a way to be generous for one another this Christmas time." All signs, all of these signs, my friends, of Emmanuel, the loving and compassionate God, present with us now. May these last few days of Advent be days of delight and quiet joy, for already we know. Or we might say already, and still now we're coming to know through signs and visions and listenings to one another and the Word, that God is with us. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, you are here. Peace, my friends, and a blessed few days before Christmas.